Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Welcome to your favorite show at your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, as it has always been the case, Business and Economic Segment is your platform where we discuss anything related to money, policies, economic decisions, business, and issues of bread and butter. And with Business and Economic Segment, we look at a broader range of topics on the ground that those topics are contributing, or the discussion that are being taken from those topics are contributing positively to the development and advancement of the country. And we also make sure that all the conversation that we bring about, at least they must leave our listeners with new ways of thinking, or they must also awaken their ways of thinking and also make them contributors to the national development dialogue and also national development agenda. There is a lot of things which need to be done to make sure that we get our country to a right place. As long as Namibia is still continue to be built, the conversations will not stop. Even if Namibia is built to the standard where we want, the conversation should not stop, because progress need advancement. Progress need to be fueled, and also to make sure that we are not where we did not want to be, and we practically implement those plans that we have. And yeah, just to make sure that the discussion has content, and the discussion also bring those innovative thinking and innovative mind. And what is also interesting is that after every conversation we bring about, we also open the line. We make sure that we give an opportunity to our callers who can come and contribute to the conversation, And yeah, just to make sure that, you add to the conversation. It could be that you are an individual who have more experience than those who are discussing issues. It could be that we have a different way of thinking and different ways of, addressing issues. Because in the world of advancement, in the world of development, there are always better, fast, and new ways of addressing issues. That's why we are always encouraging constructive criticism. We are encouraging, those with ideas, those with economic minds to contribute to the conversation, and also to make sure that we move our country where we have to move it. And yeah, like we are always doing, before we go to the conversation for the day, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Connect with us in all our social media platform. Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, Eagle FM Namibia on X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and other social media platforms, so that you'll be a citizen who will be updated when it's coming to domestic, regional, and international affairs, particularly on issues of development, issues of energy, issues of policies, and also issues which affect our bread and butter issue, particularly political decisions which shape our economy, or political decision which are barriers to effective advancement of the Namibian economy, because the aim is only one. Now, apart from you connecting with us at our social media platform, you can also download the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper. It's coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure that you have access to it. Make sure that you download it. And when you download it, you will be a good citizen who can be able to gain those information, those analyzed information, those analyzed economic information about business, farming, about energy, about technology, and also sport, so that you'll be a citizen who will be able to make long-term economic strategic decisions that is everybody's need, or that is a need of everybody in order to survive in this world. And yeah, the other thing also, apart from the Villager newspaper, there are always those who are asking questions. Always those who are asking questions. They are asking questions to say, Eagle FM, where are you? We are not able to be connected with you. We are not able to be connected with you. What's wrong with the frequency? We cannot hear you anymore. Are you guys on air? Yes, we are on air. It's only that it has been a very long time that you don't follow some of the changes and development, which, one of them is development of an app. We have an app. We have an application or an app that you can download into your phone. And when you download that app into your phone, you can be able to listen to the programs which are happening on air, the shows which have been presented on air. And also, you also be able to follow up on, programs that you have missed, programs that you plan to listen to. But it could be that you had something that you were doing. It could be that you were busy of doing something of equal importance. You can still go to our open archive. That is a podcast. It's a podcast. It's for free. You can go to podcast. Then you can trace back the show that you missed, the show that you want those information to include them into your research. Trace it back, and you'll be able to listen to that. And yeah, the other thing also that you shouldn't miss is IMBA app. IMBA app is a basic definition of the simplification or the better way of accessing the hymn book in a situation where you don't have a hymn book. It's old, got stolen, you lost it, or you gave it to somebody, but you have to attend a certain event that requires you to sing. It can be a birthday, it could be a graduation, it could be, I don't know about engagement rings events, if they still happen. It could be that. It could be, unfortunate, but possible life events, lost a relative, a friend, and you want to attend that event, and you want to show respect. What you can do, apart from you go and ask people, give me a hymn book and what, and give me, please assist me, I will bring it back, or I left it home. Go to your Play Store, download IMBA app. When you download IMBA app, you have ability to access your hymn book, Ehangano. It's not only in Oshuambo, you have Ehangano, you have Maimburiro in Ocherero, you have also African hymn book, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages that you can access to. And you made your life easy, you work smart, and indeed, you achieve what could have been not possible when you don't have a hymn book. I'm always saying this, even pastors, you find yourself in a situation where your hymn book is just taken by, one congregation member, or you left it at home, busy event, you left it at an altar, then you are given a quick responsibility to do. As a man of God, what you need to do, just make sure that you go online, go to your Play Store, and make sure that, you download IMBA app. Then you can be able to IMBA together, you can be able to sing together, and life become more easy, and just made it easier for you. Now, let us go straight to the conversation. Let us go straight to the conversation of the day. The conversation for today, we are going to look at, various not really to say various, but we are going to look at the direct and indirect dangers of poverty and unemployment to human affairs. We're going to look at that. We are going to try and analyze what is the danger, the direct and indirect impact of poverty on human affairs. And one of those, one of what you call human affairs is love relations. And you'll be able also to understand that we are trying to look at that link between poverty, between you not having anything, and an abusive relationship. And what is the law saying about this? And how many people are going through what you are going through? Because you may think Namibia, being the second highest economical unequal country in the world, is just data. But you'll be able also to understand when you observe what is the meaning of inequality. What is the level of Namibia human development? Look at the society, then you see what is the level of Namibia human development. Where are we? How come we end up here? Now, looking at that, understanding that, to say inability of individual to have access to the basic needs, shelter, water, safety, clean water, and also supporting, you know, relatives. So, in this regard, it's also very important also to make sure that when we analyze economy, it's not only about data, it's also about the impact these things have to our social affairs. So the impact of what this poverty has on our social affairs. Now, before we go straight to the conversation, I'll be able to assist you. I'll be able to assist you with some data. I'll be able to assist you with some data. Yeah, but we'll be able to do that. After a very short commercial break. After a very short commercial break, then we'll be able to come back to that and start the conversation.
727 or the.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with the business and economic segment. Today we are looking at the indirect and direct impact of poverty, direct impact of unemployment on gender-based violence. And one thing that you need to put in mind, one thing that you need to understand is that when you look at the basic statistics, which are indicating that around 32% to 33% of Namibian women between the age of 15 and 49 have experienced physical violence by an intimate partner or their loved ones, boyfriend, husbands, and yeah. Now, when you look at 32 to 33%, that is, that will leave you with unrecorded data. That can leave you with unrecorded data. If this is what is recorded, what about those who are not recorded? And now you have also to look at the statistics, which is indicating that between April 2024 to February 2025, the reported cases of gender-based violence 4,405 cases which were reported, 1,345 rape cases, and also others in the form of physical violence and all those things. Now, let's put it this way. look at where you are standing as a country in terms of unemployment, particularly youth unemployment. Look where you are standing in the world of a very competitive world of social media, competitive world of fake lives, and also unpredictable, you know, life events which happen and hit on our economy. Now, when you look at this thing, you also look at how the world is ranking us, and also how things are happening within your location, within your suburb, within your village, and all those things. Then you put them to say, what do these things have impact on human development, on human affairs? Because increasing numbers of police officers, and I have been telling people this, to say increasing numbers of police officers saying you are fighting crime, that is not crime, is a result of something big. Because when you fix the economy, everyone is going to be busy. When you fix the economy, the first worlds are focusing on other things. Because when you fix the economy, when you make sure that it's not only few people who are the bourgeoisies or the owners of means of production, when you fix the economy, then you make sure that these young, energetic, educated young people of Namibia are given opportunities. Then you'll be able to understand that that is where we are going to solve these issues. But as long as Namibia continue to suffer in terms of opportunities, young people continue to be in the street, these social ills will not end. You can have 20,000 psychologists, social workers, and all those things, because what we are seeing is a result of unhandled or unscrutinized system of, it can be economic system, it can also be a system of governance. That's why when you look at poverty, you compare countries like what have been happening in Somalia and Ethiopia, then you look at things like poverty and social conflict. What is the relationship between poverty and social conflict? What is the relationship between drought, even drought and civil war? You understand, to say human beings have basic needs that need to be fulfilled before we go to other things. If a person is not eating well, this person will have to think about that. And looking at the environment where the person is and activities which are happening, then this person will also be motivated to do the unthinkables. Now look at what is happening. I like, moving around, I like traveling, I like, visiting various places and also see how the people also are behaving. And one thing I have seen is that, I don't want to say there is a lack of being content or a lack of contentment. I will sound differently when I say that. But one thing which I have seen is that a lot of relationships that we are seeing now, you can agree and disagree with me. That is, you have your democratic rights to do that also. But one thing that you need to put in mind is that a lot of relationships, particularly that we are seeing now, and I'm talking this from the economic point of view, most of them, particularly the young people, those are strategic, those are economic decisions. Somebody staying with somebody that knows that if I follow this, if I'm with this girlfriend of mine, at least she's working and I'm surviving. If I'm with this person, the person is working and you are surviving. That's why it's not only about issues of ladies, but it's cutting across and it's becoming so so bad. Then you start thinking to say, is this person really in love, or is just economic decision that the person made to survive? Now, I was speaking to one legal researcher today who indicated that, this poverty that we are seeing, this economic situation that we are seeing, when individuals enter the relationships, they become so slaves, because no matter how many times the person is being beaten, the person remains in that relationship. Sometimes you think a person is, and we are seeing it when people are saying, no, men are dumb and all those things. But one thing that we need to understand is that, how did we come here? you made an economic decision to stay with a person so that you want to survive, but you don't really love a person. This person invested in you, and things change. A person can lose a job, a person can become sick and all those things. But that's why when you are listening to our politicians, it's always very important to listen when politicians are saying, because politicians, one thing I can tell you is that through little experience that I have coming across a few of them, you'll be able to understand that politicians are very smart people. I don't want to say they are right or they are doing what is good, but they are very smart people because they understand human psychology. They understand human psychology to that extent that whenever they come to you and campaign, they will preempt what you want. Then they can tell you exactly how they are going to do it. But if you don't ask questions, you end up falling for their traps. There are those who are practical, but you can also find those who can say, I'm going to solve this problem. For example, if you want to solve crime, how can you solve crime by increasing the number of police officers? It's not right. That is not right. You solve crime by going to the root cause of crime. What is the root cause of crime? People trying to find their survival way of going under the net, tax invention, selling illegal things, because they want to put bread on the table. And get me right, I'm not saying that is the right thing. I'm saying if the economic system, the branded butter issue is not handled well, it's not going to work out. Because there's a lot of things, even this thing of civil unrest, people losing trust in the system, accidents that you are seeing. Don't think we are unlucky. Sometimes we are not unlucky. Sometimes is the main problem giving birth to smaller problems. Because if the system is not working it out, if the system is not working it out to say, let's give people land, let's give young people opportunities, let's give them money to start their business without asking for a lot of things. Let us revise this curriculum. Let us upskill these young people and also make them to own resources within the state. If that thing is not done, problems will never end. Problems will never end. That's why when today we are talking about this thing of the indirect impact of poverty. Poverty can cause, arranged slavery. Poverty can cause also a person to lose dignity. Poverty can cause, crimes. Poverty can also cause road accidents. We are just looking at a statistic where NVF and is so concerned about pedestrian related accidents. People are not able to think. People are thinking about their problems. They don't even know if they are crossing the road because somebody is expecting them to put their bread on the table. You understand what I'm saying? And when this person is hit by a car, you talk about the driver is not driving very well. The person is impacted by the system that we are not fixing. That's why if a politician comes to you, ask those deep questions to say, how are you going to solve this problem? And there is one word which have been used to say, you are only curing the symptoms, but you are not really looking at the root cause. You are not uprooting the problem. The problem with the economy, we don't have a problem with politics. Because when you look at the Namibian politics is, I don't want to say it's basic compared to what is happening with other bigger countries. We don't really hate each other. We don't really have a standing ideology to say these are leftists, these are, liberals. We are just trying to survive. And if you want to argue with me, bring me a standing ideology, particularly to this Namibian political parties, to say, which ideologies are you standing? Where are you standing at the political spectrum? People are just trying to survive. But if we get the economy right, you will not find this a lot of political parties being formed. It's always the economy, it's always money, it's always corruption. That's why when you talk about affairs, when you talk about indirect, impact of poverty. These things, poverty, unemployment, lack of opportunities, there will be no love there. There will just be survival. Because rich people don't fight. It's rare to see. Because rich people, they are fighting on other, at another level. Because if you have a lot of people, they move away. Rich people, they don't fight. We fight because the Kalito coins which I saved, you ran away with it. Then you went to Matthias. Or you went to Helmut. That is where the fight is starting. But the Kalito saving ahead, you ran away with it. Because the economy is not doing well. Economy is not doing well. And we are going to expect a lot of things. And one thing that we also need to look, especially as young people, is that it's always very important to make your intention very clear. It's always very important to make your intention very clear, particularly when you are entering a relationship, when you are entering a business, whenever you are entering something, make your intentions very clear. Is this love? Is this survival? Or we are just assisting each other? Because it's very dangerous. People are being killed, which is not a good thing. Across the board, men and women. And at the center of those things, you ran away with my money. You ran away with my money. You wasted my time. At the center of those things. And a lot of policymakers, a lot of, intellectuals, a lot of thinkers, they look at how can we prevent this? How can we prevent what? Let us educate men. Men are like what this must toxic masculinity and all those things. And that's what and all those things. Yes, women are empowered. We understand, but did you really look at the cause of the problem? No, women. We need to make men conferences and all those things. Yes, it could be there will be a contribution, but there is one professor who said poverty is not something that we should bring about. Poverty is a disease on its own. Because even your body, you are just surviving. You are lacking a lot of nutrients to stand as a full human beings. You are just eating what is there, because they say the beggar does not have choices. But for us to save time, and I like the administration of, the current administration of Namibia, and I just hope time for implementation must start, because the center of thinking is on getting the economy right. To say it's not going to be business unusual, we are too few to be poor. If we get that thing right, other problems will solve themselves. Other problems will solve themselves. Because when you have poverty, you have a disease, and no one should feel happy about it. And we must fight it with everything that we can. But one thing, we need to get the thinking right. We need to get the thinking right. We need to make sure that we look at the root cause. And we also need to make sure that we prioritize the what is need to be prioritized. We can't just shoot in the darkness. Now, that's why when I was talking to one analyst, indeed he said it many times. And also one of the quoted thing by Solomon Hay, he indicated that we don't have a standing. We are not here nor there. You start something. Start national development plan 1, 2, and 3. You go to Harambe. Now you are here. We don't finish what we have started. And that is a problem. So, dear listeners, we are looking at the indirect impact and the dangerous impact of poverty and what it contributes to GBV. And yeah, you can engage us. We have around 20 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You can communicate with us at 083-288-401. You can give your contribution. You can come up with your questions, come up with your contribution. You can also give your point of analysis, and also end the conversation, because when you want to solve this thing of gender-based violence, let us go to the root cause of the problem. One of the main thing is the economy. And also ask these questions to say, yes, a person must have something, but what is your intention? Make yourself very clear. Are you in the relationship, or are you in a business, you are in an unwritten business agreement? Are you in oral business agreement? And that is where we can. And also the other thing is also, when you talk about economy, and love is a beautiful thing. They say no matter how many times you get hurt, you must never stop falling in love. Yes, I understand that. But when you guys, when we are in love, do we discuss economic matters? Do we discuss how we can manage our finance? Or we just discuss where we are going out, what dress I should buy you, and which wing is suitable for you? Do we bring these issues on the table to say, no, how much are you earning, and how can we assist, how can we sustain ourselves for the next 6 months as couples? Or just somebody does not even understand where the money is coming from. Maybe a person is going to steal to sustain the relationship, because you can't live with broke people. So it's a society that we are living in. It's a society that we are living in. But it's up to us young people to make sure that when you attend those important events, when you advocate for the issues of young people, yes, let's talk about mental health. What caused mental health? What caused mental health problem? Yes, some it can be natural. Some you can think about other things. Some or most of the time is, can be depression, can be caused by breakup, it can cause by financial loss, it can be caused by a lot of them are linked to the environment, the system that we are living in. And at the center of that is unstructured, weak financial system, weak economic system that we need to take to make sure that it's right. Because if you live a different part of Windhoek, for example, a different part of town, then you understand the level of the living standard of people. Then you also understand where crime are most likely to happen. Crime is happening at the edge of an unequal society where people are fighting for the means. And there's one thinker by the name Thomas Hobbes. He's one of the contributors to the foundation of the constitution. He's a constitutionalist. Thomas Hobbes indicated that human being by nature, we are selfish, competitive, and we are always trying to survive. And it's only through establishment of the state that we'll be able to protect ourselves and also save ourselves. Then you go to Charles Darwin, who talk about I think survival of the fittest. In a unequal society, people always try to survive, and people will do whatever they try to do to make sure that they put the bread on the table. That's why you see an increment of criminal activities. You look at gender-based violence. A person decided to be so strategic that she can play five boyfriends at the same time so that he can get the bread on the table. Then this person, the moment she's caught, is news. And it's not a good news, because the system must work. Yes, indeed, we must start our own business. There's something that we have to play as young people. We must start our own business. We must also be found going somewhere. But at the broader aspect of it is the state. Because, you know, what is very interesting about the operation of the state is that Nobody owned the state. That is what is very interesting. Apart from its people. Now, when the government got in there, just think about it. The government is only there for 5 years. When the government got there, the main responsibility of the state is to make sure that it pursue the greater good of human beings. Because government is just exercising the power of the state on behalf of the state. That is the basic part of it. Is the state which is supposed to make sure that I prioritize my people in terms of dividends from the mine, in terms of dividends from fishing quotas, in terms of dividends from natural resources, from rhino horns and all those things. I prioritize my people. Then when we have resources and capacity, yes, people are going to be very busy. They will not be focused on a lot of not making sense things. People will be very busy. People will be very busy raising their kids. And the family will just come together. Some families are economic because when we go to the north, in most cases, people only meet at the main events. But you understand that the lower you are at the economic level, you see who is going to be associated with you. Because rich people, they always have a lot of family members. There are those sectors that are fragmented based on the system. That's why when you are a gender-based violence activist, when you are doing this advocating, teaching people how to love, you cannot really teach people how to love, because love is a natural thing. It has been there. What you need to do, let us go to the root cause. One of the things, particularly what we are discussing today, is poverty, which is not only in terms of money, in terms of resources, and also the ability to have access to opportunities. You can define it broadly. Because if you are an activist of gender-based violence, yes, you can teach people psychology, you can teach people how to love each other. But if you have a lack of understanding of economics, you don't know what is going to hit you. I don't know what is going to hit you, because even you yourself, that impact, you feel it. Because it's within the environment that we are living in. It's within the society, the structure of the society that we are living in. That's why when we are discussing this thing, let us not looking at the curing of symptoms. Let's go straight to say, what the best economic policies are you putting on the table? What the best policies are you putting on the table to make sure that, 15,000 teachers that we have in the street, 15,000 teachers that we have in the street of Namibia, graduate, educated, with degree, some with master's degree, are integrated into the system. Then what is the direct and indirect impact of you not doing that? It can be to crime, it can be to gender-based violence, because human beings will always try to survive. When they try to survive, they are stepping on each other because of the scarcity of resources. That's why it's not only about the gender-based violence, it's about a lot of things, but today we are talking about, in most cases, things are at the center. What is at the center of those things? It's money, properties, resources. It's money, property, resources. But you know, when rich people fight, one is driving his Jeep home, the other one is driving a Range Rover home, then you can meet with lawyers, you discuss issues. People are concerned with very interesting things. But if it's only Nangura who is bringing bread on that flat, or it's only Devin who is bringing bread on that flat, when that economy is no, when that, and the guy get overwhelmed, when the guy got other responsibilities, then he will start abusing the lady or the other way around. It's not only about physical. It can also be about psychological, abuse. Because in most cases, the guys that you are seeing committing this crime, they were psychologically abused by their women. They were psychologically abused by their women. They were so vulnerable because they cannot bring something on the table. And you know this, particularly men, when you cannot offer anything, you cannot even raise a voice. And women, it's like they know that. But that is a conversation of another day. That's a conversation of another day. But what the point that I'm trying to make here is that in everything that we are doing, particularly those who are in community development, those who are in community development, those who are in assisting the vulnerable and the needy. Let us think beyond beyond what we are seeing, beyond the structures, beyond the what people are saying, beyond the impact. Let us look at the root cause of the problem. Because when you look at the root cause of the problem, it's going to be more easier to advise. It's going to be more easier to advise because everyone will be focusing on that and other things are going to cure themselves. Yeah, because when you look at the thinking of Karl Marx, I know he's a dangerous thinker, and you can take what you can take from him. You don't need to be a Marxist to understand what Karl Marx is saying. He said, you know, history is a history of, class struggle. And it's going to continue because there is always going to be struggles within classes. The owner of the means of production and the proletariat, the needy, the bourgeoisie space, the needy. But what is interesting, in Namibia you have few bourgeoisies and a lot of proletariat. That's why those proletarians will try to enter the middle class. They will try to enter the middle class so that they feel stable. Then it's very clouded at the bottom. When it's very clouded at the bottom, something needs to be done. That is fixing of the system. Not give people money. People don't need money. People need opportunities. Don't dish out money to people. People need opportunities. People need to teach people how to fish so we can continue fishing instead of depending on food parcels. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the direct and indirect impact of poverty to gender-based violence. We are looking at the root cause of the problem. We are looking at poverty and how poverty give birth to a lot of social ills. Talk about crime, talk about issues of mental health. You talk about even accidents themselves. Political unrest. That is poverty. And when we do that, when we understand that, it's more easier for us to say, I think we just need to fix our resources. We just need to make sure that a lot of people are given opportunities. We just need to make sure that we centered our planning. Particularly those who are in the education sector, you centered your planning on human development. That is the best thing. When you are building infrastructure, who is going to use those infrastructure? Is it foreigners or Namibians? Do they have access to those infrastructures? If not, you would destroy the foundation of a human being, because the foundation, they are always saying, and is, as it has been, the foundation of every society is family. And family with little or no resources is very difficult to put it together. It's very difficult because there's always temptation. There are those who say, no, love can flourish in even with poverty. That is not true. It's not true at all. There's no love there. There's still survival at the lower level. There's something that you are offering that person wants so that you can survive at that level. It will not work. It's not working like that. And in Africa, we have this thing of praising suffering. There is no honor in praising suffering. Yes, there is respect in resilience and struggling, but there is no honor in praising suffering. Because if you continue doing like this, it will not work out. And when you're an individual who think long term, you'll be able to understand to say, population will continue to grow, resources will still be in demand, and when you look at how towns are being built, when you look at the increment of population, and the last time I checked, the population of Windhoek was increasing with 3% every year, if I'm not mistaken, and when you look at the population of Windhoek now, it's almost 500,000. People are looking for opportunities, better opportunities. Can Windhoek accommodate 1 million people at this infrastructure? What is the pace of building infrastructure to in comparison to urbanization? Then you understand that there's something that we need to fix. How is window going to look like if we are moving at this pace in the next 10 years? So, dear listeners, we have around 3 minutes, before we come to the end of our conversation. However, on this ground, in this platform, you can still, communicate with us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, so that you can be able to contribute your view, can be able to ask your questions. You can also be able to, you are free to give your different opinion, because it's your democratic right to do so. And yeah, let's look at the conversation. Ask yourself this question. The love relationship that you are, is it economic decision or is it true love? Have you ever suffered because of your inability to put something on the table? Those are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself, because how is your discussion about economic matters, particularly with your loved ones? And how is the foundation of your family? Because foundation, in most cases, or is what it is built with resources. It's built with resources. It's not necessarily need to be financially, even in terms of ideas, but it must be built with resources. Human beings must survive. And just to gender-based violence activists, and you must listen to me very, very clearly to say, I give you a challenge to say, no matter how many advice you are giving, no matter what strategies you put in place, there is still something that is connected to the resources, because you cannot solve the symptoms of the disease without going to the root cause of that, rather than prevent it, because in every presentation that you are going to make, particularly when you are this community activist, make sure that you include the economic impact. You know, some people, they are just coming to attend your meetings to see if there is food. Don't think they are coming to listen to you. Then you understand that people need food so that they can be satisfied. They can also think properly. I have seen this. And people just want to survive. They want food and they go. But when you solve that thing that is pushing them, then they can listen to you. Because a hungry person, I don't listen. It's like, when I'm hungry, I don't listen also. You don't listen when you're hungry. You don't think properly also when you're hungry. And let us try to assist one another in terms of conversations, and also in terms of going straight to critical issues when we are sitting on the tables. Going straight to critical issues and being open about discussions about resources, discussions about decisions. And yeah, all those very important conversation that can assist us to build our country. So dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We come to the end of our conversation. And with these words, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mtuma team, who are going to engage you. And yeah, stay focused. And for now, bye-bye, and see you tomorrow.